Well, good morning, everybody. It's Mike and Casey, and it's coming up on 8:45. And Phil Kogan, you know him from Amazing Race for all these years. Last year, he started a new show that he created called Tough as Nails, and tonight is the season two premiere. We welcome you back to the show, Phil. You're our most frequent and most popular guest.
I'm really your most frequent guest?
Yeah.
Oh, by far. It's not
really?
Even close.
Well, I'm honored, and thank you for continuing to talk to me. I don't have anyone else to talk to. You're basically the only people I talk to.
Well, we know that's not true, but what can we expect, those of us that love season one of Tough as Nails, what can we expect tonight for season two?
Well, you're going to meet 12 people that I am pretty sure you're going to fall in love with. They are salt of the earth people. They are people who work with their hands. They're very practical people. They've got a lot of life skills. There's a lot of great camaraderie. So you expect to see something of even bigger than season one. You know, season one was a celebration of essential workers in America. It did resonate with audiences last summer, which was hugely rewarding for all of us concerned, all of us who have been part of this Tough as Nails journey, which has been going on now for, it feels like a long time. I want to say a decade, and quite frankly, it has been a decade that we've been trying to share these wonderful stories. So, yeah, I would say expect to fall in love with 12 amazing people.
All right. I already have my eye on two. Michael Eyebrows Guerrera, a bricklayer from Queens who lives in Staten Island now.
Yeah.
And Merrill, a retired Air Force colonel who was a combat aviator for the Navy and the Air Force. And she's, I'm assuming it's a she. She's from the Bronx. What can you tell us about them?
Well, Mikey Eyebrows definitely got the best eyebrows in the business. I mean, there's nobody on any reality show that's got eyebrows like this guy. He's a big, burly, strong bricklayer. Apparently, he used to have one eyebrow and he wanted two. So he had a little work done to just make sure that that was going to happen. And they are beautiful looking eyebrows. Now, that's his nickname. He got it. He's part of a bricklayers union. And one of the great things about the show is that we do celebrate the unity that comes from different trades working together. There's a tremendous amount of pride that these trade workers have working with each other. He's just a larger than life character. So expect him out of the gate to make his presence known. And Merrill, she is a living legend. This is an African-American woman who is the first and only black woman to fly a U-2 plane. She's flown 3,400 hours with the Air Force. She is, you want to talk about tough, you want to talk about mentally tough, that is Merrill. So Tough as Nails is not obviously just about strength, endurance. It's also about agility. It's about life skills. She's got plenty of those. But ultimately, Tough as Nails is about mental toughness, and this is a person who has tremendous mental toughness.
We're talking with Phil Kogan, the host of Tough as Nails, Season 2 premieres tonight on CBS. Now, you and I have been doing Twitter messages back and forth during last year and during Amazing Race, and are you going to be on Twitter tonight to answer my tweets?
I am going to come on tonight. There's been a lot of interest in the show. I'm very excited. I love having the interaction with people who can give real-time feedback on the show. We do look and we do listen. Certainly, I've taken your comments to heart. I think it's important to connect with the audience and not operate or make a show in a vacuum. You've got to be listening to what people like and what resonates with them. And Tough as Nails is about character, great characters, and as you know, because of the way the format works, nobody gets kicked out of the show if they punch out of the individual competition. They stay to compete in a team competition, and I think that's what's really resonated with viewers who have watched the show. So even if you are not the toughest of them all, and you're not in contention for the overall Tough as Nails title, you still stay and you compete in the team competition, and there's a chance to win money. Everybody on Tough as Nails ultimately will walk home with something in their pocket, because it's just the nature of the show. We just feel like we wanted to take a different approach.
All right, Phil Kogan, we've got to let you go for your next Zoom call coming in. We'll be tuned in tonight. Look for Mike's tweets, okay?
Yeah, a year ago, did we even know what Zoom was? But anyway, thank you.
And we know what that sound is
now. Right, somebody has entered the room. That's Phil Kogan. We've got to let him get on to his next interview. Mike, I'm so excited you'll be tweeting again tonight with Phil.
Yeah, we tweet back and forth during the Amazing Race and during Tough as Nails. I was tweeting with his co-executive producer. It's just an amazing universe, Twitter, if you find the right people. And he's very active. He will answer your tweets and your questions and your comments, good, bad, or indifferent. And he's right there usually during the show tweeting out. So, Phil Kogan, thank you so much. Looking forward tonight, 8 o'clock on CBS, Tough as Nails Season 2.